Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9. We're coming up on week five of the high school football season. We talk now Perry LeCompton, and that is with the head coach, Mike Paramore, presented by First State Bank. Coach, we'll dive into the matchup with Holton last week, but now we're exactly halfway through the regular season. How would you assess the team at this point?
Well, we're still kind of a work in progress. We're kind of developing a personality and just trying to put everything together. It's just been a weird year with injuries, illness, and those kind of things. It seems like we're kind of a patchwork quilt at times, plugging guys in. You know, at a point where you're hoping to develop consistency within your group, we're still trying to just develop the consistency of week to week of who we're going to put out there. And so it's been kind of a tough year in that aspect. But, you know, I like the way our kids continue to practice. They continue to work hard. They play hard for us. And, you know, if we continue to do those things and we get everybody back, hopefully we can be a dangerous team in October.
What about the game last week at Holton? 49-18 was that final. The Wildcats really got a groove going now after they lost their opener to Nemaha Central. You know, just what were a few key takeaways from that one?
No, I liked how hard our kids played. I mean, it was first half, you know, we come out early and create a turnover and go down and score and take the early lead. And we're at a point right before half that it's we're down 21-12. And I think the big turning point right before half, we're down there in the red zone and got a chance to turn it into a 1-2-3-point game based on extra point if we could score. And we end up having a turnover, which they return, and we throw a penalty on top of that and then give up a score right before half. And all of a sudden now it's 28-12. And I think that really kind of changed the complexion of the game. You know, I would like to think if we could score down there and give us some momentum going into halftime and being able to come out and do some things. But Holton's got a good offense. They do a lot of good things. They obviously run the ball very well, got a very talented group of backs. I just like our kids continue to play hard. And it was good offensively to see us put some things together. I mean, we ended up with over 300 yards of offense, started to do some things, and started to put some things together. So hopefully we'll continue to click and gel on offense. And defensively, we just got to shore some things up, get better.
You mentioned hopefully playing your best ball here in October and just having to plug and place guys in. And it's been such a difficult stretch, really going back to week three, played Nemaha Central last week on the road at Holton, and now you get a Topeka Hayden team that's a top three team in 3A. They're undefeated. So in a sense, you would think it at least might be a good thing that you're playing the competition that you are to kind of build yourself up for October?
Absolutely. I mean, we always want to play good people. I mean, that's the reason you play this game. You go out and challenge yourself and, you know, find out how good you are. And obviously, those teams are exceptionally talented that we've had this three-game stretch with. And, you know, if we can come out of that and be better for it and get tougher from it and learn from it and take those things and apply them as we continue in October, it'll help us be a better football team.
Hayden, the opponent for Perry LeCompton on Friday. We'll talk about it right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our conversation with Perry LeCompton head coach Mike Paramore. It's brought to you by First State Bank. Cause getting Topeka Hayden on Friday night. They return home after a road trip to Holton last week, which the Wildcats won that one 49-18. But, Coach, let's talk about this Topeka Hayden team. The Wildcats have played such a good schedule. They did beat Jefferson West last week 52-14. They also have wins over Olpe, Silver Lake, and Rossville. What's the early assessment on this Wildcats team?
A typical Hayden team. They're very well coached, very fundamentally sound in what they do. You know, got some really talented players. Obviously, they got a D1 commit with their big offensive lineman that's headed to Notre Dame. And, they present the same thing we've seen the last couple of weeks, a very physical running game. You know, they can mix in the play action and hurt you there, too. So defensively, we've got to continue to be sound in what we're doing, make sure we're gap assignment sound and taking care of responsibilities and continue to run to the football and play hard on defense. Hopefully, offensively, we took some steps. Again, they're a very talented team, but like the way our offense seemed to come to life last week, and hopefully we can continue to do that and go out and put some points on the board.
Finally, Coach, what are going to be a few keys to go out and get one this week?
I think the same thing. If offensively, you know, we need to finish a few more drives. We did some things up there last week where we moved the football, but the ultimate goal, we've got to stick it in the end zone. We've got to get points on the board. And defensively, we got to continue to get better. The big play hurt us against Holton. I think we did some things where we had some physicality and put them in some situations, but now we need to get stops. We need to get off the field on third down, fourth down, and get the ball back to our offense and give ourselves a chance on Friday night.
3A District 4 matchup, Perry LeCompton playing host to Topeka Hayden on Friday night, week 5 on the high school football season. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against Hayden. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.